Don't Get Off the Train by Jonathan Fingerly, as told to David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. I was nervous and wanted to get home, but the Spirit's message was clear. 2 years ago, when I was 14, I went to visit some relatives in another city in southern Germany. I was traveling alone by train, so I was a bit nervous, but also excited. After my visit, I got on the train to go home. It was getting late at night as we approached the station where I was supposed to get off the train. I looked out the window and saw the station, but I suddenly had the feeling that I should stay seated. Though the train wouldn't be traveling on, this was the final station, I wanted to get home because it was getting late and I was nervous. But the impression to wait was very distinct. So I did it, though I wondered why. After a few minutes, I finally did get out. I had walked only a short distance when a policeman stopped me and said, "You were lucky. If you had come 5 minutes earlier, you would have been in the middle of a big fight." There had been a soccer game that evening between two arch rivals. Some fans of one team had been in the front of the train, and some fans of the other team in the back. When they had gotten off, a couple of them had started provoking one another, and then everyone had started fighting. I later heard that by the time the police came to break it up, over a dozen people had been injured and taken to the hospital. The police had then blocked everything off and taken all the suspects with them. One policeman came over to me and put his hand on my shoulder, saying, "Wow, if you had been there, we probably could have hauled you off as well." I realized that if I hadn't followed that impression, something very bad could have happened to me. As I went home, I prayed to Heavenly Father and told him that I was thankful that I had listened to the Holy Ghost and hadn't gotten off the train. I knew that He had protected me. End of the article, Don't Get Off the Train, by Jonathan Fingerly, as told to David A. Edwards, Church Magazines.